In Midtown Manhattan this morning at 3:35, an explosion shattered the windows of an office building that houses the British consulate. There were no witnesses, no injuries, and as of now, nothing to tie the explosion to the elections that are taking place today in Great Britain. Day-to-Day's Mike Pesca has been on the scene. He's now in our New York studio. Mike, what have you got?
They held a press conference, did Mayor Michael Bloomberg and Police Commissioner Ray Kelly, at 8 a.m. That was about 4.5 hours after the explosion, shared what facts they knew at the time. As you said, no witnesses, no injuries. They had no suspects in this explosion. It ripped apart a concrete planter and shattered a window at an office building in the middle of the block between 51st and 52nd Street on the east side of 3rd Avenue, which is only 200 or 300 yards from the 17th Police Precinct, and they were right on the scene. Here is New York Police Commissioner Raymond Kelly giving a little more detail.
The devices were placed in the soil of one of 12 large concrete planters in front of the location. The blast caused a foot-long chunk of concrete from the planter to explode into the front of the building.
And that building houses, among many other businesses, the British consulate. But apart from noting that fact, the officials did not tie it into the elections, as you said. They said no threats were phoned in, no claims of responsibility were taken, and they didn't really report anything on the whys of the event.
How about the explosives themselves? Any clues?
Commissioner Kelly called them novelty grenades stuffed with powder and a lit fuse. He was questioned about what he meant by novelty grenades. Here's what he said.
We believe these to be two novelty-type grenades, like World War II type. In other words, the type that people might have on their desk.
Are they real?
No, they were, as I say, novelty. We believe they're, you know, fake grenades, not active hand grenades, but we believe that they were packed with some powder, perhaps black powder, put inside the body of these two novelty grenades.
And I don't know if you heard the reporter's question there, were they real? And he said no. Of course, right now the damage to the building is real. I just returned from the scene. The sidewalk there is still cordoned off. The street has opened to traffic. The shattered glass is still visible at the front of that building.
Is this a kind of place that's got flags flying out front of it? Mike, do you know it's a consulate?
It's not, actually. I've actually passed by there, you know, maybe 100 times. I never even knew the consulate was inside. In the area, all along the east side of Manhattan, near the United Nations, there are many consulates. With some, you see the flags flying outside. The German consulate's right across the street. The Mexican consulate's very easy to see. But others, if you don't look hard or know where to look, you don't even know that a consulate is there. The British consulate did have planters in front, and the idea is to deter a car bomb. But of course, in this case, the explosives were inside the consulate. Concrete planters.
Increased security in New York today. Mike Pesca reporting from there. Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome.